Iraq is due to hang three more men who are high up in Saddam Hussein's regime. They all had roles in the massacre of thousands of Iraqi Kurds in the 1980s. But the fate of two of the condemned men has sparked a fierce debate within the Iraqi government. Some officials fear that hanging one general in particular could inflame sectarian tensions and alienate some Sunni tribes who are now working with U.S. forces. Many Sunnis see the case of General Sultan Hashem as something of a litmus test for Iraqi reconciliation. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
There is almost no sympathy among Iraqis for Saddam Hussein's cousin Ali Hassan al-Majid, who earned the nickname Chemical Ali for the enthusiasm he exhibited in ordering mustard and sarin gas attacks that killed thousands of Kurdish civilians in 1988. But the cases of Chemical Ali's colleagues, General Sultan Hashim Ahmed al-Tai and a lesser-known general, Hussein al-Tikriti, are different, at least to many prominent Sunnis. Tariq al-Hashimi, a Sunni, is one of Iraq's two vice presidents.
There will be disastrous consequences if those officers are going to be hanged.
Vice President Hashimi says carrying out the death sentence against General Hashim could further undermine the already stalled reconciliation efforts in post-Saddam Iraq. Hashimi argues that General Hashim, a 65-year-old career military officer, had little choice but to follow orders from his brutal boss.
It's really very, very difficult to believe that because they are just obey the orders issued by a leader like Saddam Hussein, that they had, in fact, an option to take it or leave it. National reconciliation does mean forget about the past. Let us dedicate everything, in fact, to the future. We would like, in fact, to copy the reconciliation of Nelson Mandela.
But South African reconciliation included genuine remorse and a full accounting of crimes, measures General Hashim hardly embraced during his trial. Still, Hashim is seen as a professional soldier who oversaw the regular Iraqi army, not the elite units loyal to Saddam. A U.S. military official who spoke on condition he not be named confirmed that during the 2003 U.S. invasion, General Hashim, then Saddam's defense minister, may have played a key role in convincing the Iraqi army not to dig in and fight. Iraqi President Jalal Talabani, a Kurd who's opposed to the death penalty, has refused to sign the execution orders amid calls from Sunnis to spare General Hashim's life. But Sami al-Askari, a prominent Shiite member of parliament, says any commutation would set a dangerous precedent.
The calls to commute the sentence have no legal basis because the court's law is clear, and no party, be it the presidency or the prime minister or parliament, has the power to commute or abolish those verdicts.
American officials here fear that if General Hashim is hanged, it could alienate some key Sunni tribes and former insurgents who only recently joined the Americans in battling al-Qaeda in Iraq, a group comprised mainly of Iraqi Sunnis. Yet to many Shia and Kurds, General Hashim is simply a Saddam-era war criminal who was directly involved in the decisions to use poison gas against Kurdish civilians. Mahmoud Othman is a Kurdish member of the Iraqi parliament.
We have files in which Sultan Hashim himself has said that he hasn't only executed orders, he has planned and file number one and two, in which chemical weapons were used. And he was not ready to regret what he has done.
General Hashim, Othman says with disgust, even named his daughter Anfal, code name for Saddam's operation against the Kurds. Anfal is Arabic for spoils of war. After the U.S. invasion, General Hashim voluntarily surrendered in Mosul to U.S. General David Petraeus, now the top American commander in Iraq. Back then, Petraeus called Hashim a man of honor and integrity, and in a letter pledged he wouldn't be harmed if he surrendered. Today, General Hashim remains in U.S. custody. He wasn't handed over to the Iraqi government for a hanging originally scheduled for September. A senior U.S. military official says the three generals will be turned over to the Iraqis after a decision is made by an Iraqi committee set up to resolve disputes over death penalty procedures that Hashim's case has sparked. But like much else in Iraq's government, that committee remains deadlocked over just what to do. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Baghdad.